We're here at halftime on the WCC Network. David Gentile joined by Hendrick Kuhn of Santa Clara Men's Soccer. And Hendrick, 11 matches down in 2019. You are into West Coast Conference play. Give me your overall sense on how things are going for the Broncos this year.
We are right now in a decent spot. We lost our first conference game against St. Mary's, a pretty good team. It was a bit disappointing to lose this game because we really did a good job in this game. But overall, as I said, we are in a decent spot. We had some good wins, especially against UNLV, against CSUN, and the trip in Evansville was good too. But we had some disappointing losses too, to be honest.
What positives did you and the team take away from that matchup against St. Mary's?
We have to improve our defensive work in set pieces. Yeah, and we still have to work hard. We have to train with a good intensity to improve ourselves and our teammates. And we have to work on our defensive shape. And yeah, we have to be willing to work and to learn to improve ourselves.
As you look back to the beginning of the year, before you took the field for the first match day of the season, through 11 matches, what's one area, and especially as a holding mid on this team defensively, do you think the team has done well to improve in?
Our defensive shape improved pretty good from the preseason to our defensive shape right now after the first conference game. Our mentality is getting better week by week, and the team chemistry in general is getting better too, and because everybody knows each other now, and that's our biggest improvement so far.
We're talking with Santa Clara's Hendrick Kuhn here at halftime on the WCC Network. You are originally from Germany. I hear it a lot from the coaches, but from a player's perspective, give me the biggest differences between the European game and what you've experienced playing college soccer here in the States.
The biggest difference between US soccer and European soccer is the physicality, in my opinion. There's no option in Europe to substitute the whole time. There's a limit of 3 substitutes in a game. So the pace in the game is pretty constant and the pace is pretty high. And the European soccer is a bit more about keeping possession, be patient. And that's one difference too. But I guess we have in our team a good mix of both to be physical and to be patient. Yeah.
And let's take it back and tell me the story of how you found the opportunity to come out to Santa Clara and what interested you about continuing your education and your soccer career here at SCU.
I've heard from some friends that they studied in the US. And I finished my bachelor program, my undergraduate program in Berlin this summer. And then I decided, okay, you have to improve your English skills to get a good job later. And I decided, okay, you should combine your talent, your soccer talent, and you should use the unique opportunity to play at the soccer or at the college in the US. And then I went to an agency, did a contract with them, and had some good talk with Coach Rest. And then I decided to go to Santa Clara because of the unique location. The facilities are state of the art. The academic level is pretty good here too. And these factors were, at the end, the key components for me to decide to go to Santa Clara.
You've got a background in English from school, but you said that being here and being alongside your teammates has really helped you improve it. How has that connection with your teammates and just the comfortability that they provide you helped you improve speaking English?
It's super easy as a foreigner to be here because the teammates are so kind and everybody's so friendly here in Santa Clara. They said, okay, we go to a cinema later, do you want to join? Or they said, we are cooking today in the evening, you can come over. So with the start of being here, it was super easy for me. And it's pretty comfortable because everybody in the team is so friendly, so open. And yeah, so it's easy to speak English, to be open to the teammates and to trust yourself that to speak English and that your English is good enough to speak with other people.
It's your second time in the United States. You took a trip out to New York when you were younger. Now that you've had an opportunity to live out here, what are some of the biggest cultural differences for you between the United States and where you're from back in Germany?
It's not a cultural difference. I guess the biggest difference is the weather. Here in California, it's definitely way better than in Berlin. And the biggest cultural difference is, I would say, the food opportunities.
Food opportunities. Give me your favorite food that you didn't have in Germany that you've had out in the United States.
My favorite food here so far, I really like the In-N-Out burgers, but we have burgers in Germany too. They're pretty good too, but the taste here was pretty different, and we don't have animal fries, and animal fries are pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, that's a true sign you're in California. Santa Clara's Hendrik Kuhn, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
More of the Halftime Show coming up after this on the WCC Network.